What's up, stoners? We're back for another episode of the Opinionated Stoners. Grab your blunts, bongs, papers, pipes, whatever the fuck you like to smoke out of. Light that shit. Pass that shit. Let's get abducted and shit.
And get high.
I'm good on the getting abducted and shit. I'm not a risk taker.
We've already agreed that we're gonna get abducted.
Y'all can go get abducted.
Yeah, let me tell you what.
I'm gonna stay on Earth. Y'all just tell me when and if y'all get back, how your experience
was. When did we agree we were getting abducted?
Let me tell you what happened to my butthole.
Dude, what? When did we agree we were getting abducted?
Just
I
now.
I told y'all JP wanted to get probed so fucking bad.
So what happened to your butthole?
The aliens took it.
The aliens took your butthole? Like, now you don't have one? Yeah, or like they they took it and marked their territory?
No, I don't have one. They explained that it was a delicacy where they come from. They wanted
not
to eat that
delicacy.
Shit.
Yeah, they wanted to eat your butthole? That's
why
great.
Have
yeah,
we man. Started the so, past three episodes
they
talking about
it.
Not having a butthole?
No, they sliced it off, sewed it up, and then took off. And then they did a little tickle to my human horn, too, but...
Oh, no.
It's your human horn? Well, I guess, to answer your question, you know, some things never change, man.
My penis, in case y'all didn't get it.
got it, bro.
I was so confused. I had no idea what you were talking about.
My penis! For those of y'all in the back.
Say it louder for the ones that didn't hear you.
My penis!
My dick. Cost a late night fee.
Y'all remember the penis game?
I love the peanut talk. Yeah, dude.
Like, for those that don't know, because I don't... This was definitely around our area. I don't know how nationwide it was. What?
What?
Wait, what?
When you said the word out loud?
Huh? You played a penis game where y'all were comparing penises?
Yeah, dude, we were young shit.
Okay, yeah. So, kids just thought it was fun to, like, somebody would say penis, and the next person had to say it louder, and, you know, you try to see who could say it the loudest without getting in trouble by a teacher or something in school.
Yeah.
Unless you're JP, then I guess they were comparing. I guess the smallest person won.
We did that with porn. Whoever could play porn the loudest and not get caught won.
Y'all ever just scream butt fuck?
No.
For no reason.
No,
I don't like my butt fucked.
No, but there were two people. We know one of them. I just don't know if I should say it on air, but I know two people back in high school that would, and they'd yell it sometimes. It was Jesus titty fucking Christ.
Jesus titty fucking Christ.
And they would, I heard them yell this shit.
Was it somebody we went to school with together?
No.
Oh.
But you know one of them now.
It was before your South Side.
Yeah.
That's as bad as white Jesus.
This fool said he don't like getting his butt fucked, but we know he likes butt fucking.
Any old fans know that. If you've been listening to us for a long time.
The real OGs know.
I'm searching. I'm lurking. Buses with the virgin.
Yeah. That was fire.
Times were classic back then.
That
like,
was great.
I think we did better podcasts back then. It was not really better. But
not
it was better,
but different.
It was funnier.
It was.
I am fucking funny either way. Speak for yourself. I crack me up all the time.
That's right.
Yeah. So
you gotta
making sure. Myself think something as funny is completely different though.
You gotta be your
like,
own hype man.
Because like a lot of times my humor leads to nobody laughing, and sometimes people don't even get it. But I get it.
I think I'm the only one that understands Brandon's humor. Like, for the
like, I say shit part. Sometimes, and, like, people will take me serious. And I think, and to me, that's what's funny, is they thought I was serious. But there's no laughter involved. I don't break it to them and tell them. This is all just in my
head.
He's
got that dry-ass humor where he can act dead serious about something.
Yeah, my type of humor is definitely different.
But you do like butthole humor.
I mean, that sounds weird.
No, I mean, we all like butthole humor. We just did a butthole humor. What do you mean?
We just did a butthole humor. And you're choking, so it almost sounded like you did a butthole tumor.
Dude,
like, what are you doing?
The alien probably choked on my butthole the same way I'm choking on this. Can only hope. It didn't go down smoothly. Like, yeah, I was attached to that thing. It helped me let a lot go.
To the butthole or the alien?
Was it like an ant eater? You know how they have them big.
Nah, it was my butthole or the alien.
The alien, like they just attach their.
That's gonna be the name of this episode: the butthole or the alien.
They just attached yourself to a butthole, like.
No, the alien had knives and shit, and it cut me, sewed me, had me, and
had
it
you?
Had you?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like it put you inside itself?
So
and gave birth to you?
It's your mother now?
No, it took my butthole.
That's what it means to be born again.
It had your butthole for dinner?
Yeah.
So all these people who think they're born again, have you been abducted by an alien, and has the alien had you? Then you're not truly born again. Don't tell me shit.
No, you're not a real American unless you've been had.
I'm a born again virgin. Ugh. I'm about to sign out this episode.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I might believe in that one because I was a born again virgin.
Shut up.
Okay.
Amnesia counts, right?
Isn't that how butt sex starts?
What?
No. Born again virgin. Like.
Oh, that's for women, though.
Brandon tries to pretend.
Yeah,
like
I just pretend like I didn't have sex.
I'm the only woman he's ever been with.
Exactly. Amnesia. That counts, right?
Who was your favorite? No,
I've only had one.
Go ahead.
I've only had one. That's what I just now said. See how that works.
Yo, and bro, in How I Met Your Mother, Marshall had only had sex with Lily ever, and
when you say that, it gets you out of a lot of shit.
I know, but
I know he's lying because I've known him since he was fucking 16 years old.
If I don't admit it, then it don't matter.
Well, I've known him that long too. I've never seen him have sex with another woman.
Thank you. Have you ever seen it? Then you don't know what happened. People lie.
Pretty much. That's assumptions.
Women lie, men lie.
Yo.
But numbers don't lie. And I've only had sex with the
number
one person.
Dropped out of his wallet or his pocket in our fucking.
That doesn't even mean
cafeteria.
Anything.
Fucking nah, man. Little kids, bro. Have you ever beat it with a condom on? It reduces friction so you last longer and there's
no
mess
I've
to clean
never
up
beat
afterwards.
It with a
That's logical.
Yo. I don't have a dick.
I feel like that was a commercial just now.
No, that's a solid thing. Like
condom sales are down, so how do we remarket it? Remarket as a self-sex toy. We sell it to, teenagers and young men. As a way to beat off.
He'd be tripping. Like,
no, he's had sex with one woman one time.
Like, I didn't
go
to school with the woman he got deflowered by.
Oh, that's rumor. Like, I don't remember that. That's amnesia. That's rumor. Like,
and you would believe poor rumors over your dear husband.
Right. Like, who is to say that shit is true?
The Lord knows.
Let me move because lightning finna strike both of y'all.
Yo, I'm in good with the Lord.
I'm in good with the Lord.
Yo, you think I'm not? But
yeah,
what's up? Enough with the buttholes.
Right.
How you doing?
Yeah. How's everybody? So why do we, let's let them know why we started with the alien shit today.
Oh, dude, a lot of weird shit. Hold on. A lot of weird shit goes on in this world. A lot of creepy crawlies. Strange, dark, mysterious. But today, aliens.
This gives unsolved mysteries.
Aliens.
Hold on. This gives unsolved mysteries what?
Just the way you was talking about the sound of it.
This gives unsolved mysteries what? All you said was this gives unsolved mysteries.
The sound of the way he was talking.
Yeah. There's one word I think that we're both looking for you to say. Like, please just fucking say it for the sake of God. Look, I'll even turn your thing on. Just fucking say it, and it better not be the wrong word.
Skimming Unsolved Mysteries, what?
Fucking what?
I really.
How old are you? Like, you're trying to sound like you're 19, and you're really at, like, you don't know what the fuck we're talking about. It is not that hard to say the word fucking vibes. It's not that fucking hard to say.
That was the only word.
Why are y'all trying to shortcut vibes? Like, what is up with this shit? I know I'm officially old, because y'all slang is stupid. And I don't like hearing my 31-year-old wife try to fucking keep up with it. Like,
well, what slang is that? No slang?
I only had sex with one woman for her to try to act like a 19-year-old still?
Shut up.
Yes, it gives Unsolved Mystery vibes. That's what you meant.
Okay, yo, we were.
It does matter.
Because you don't know.
That shit is annoying as fuck. Well, then say it. Because apparently you don't know what you were trying to say.
Yeah, that was funny.
Alright, back to aliens. So,
I want to hear you say the full sentence before we move on. Like, you got to do it. You started it.
This gives Unsolved Mysteries vibes.
I agree.
That was the point, though.
Yeah, that's all we wanted.
So, yeah, JP made a week trip. You were
gone for 8 days.
8 days. Drove out, which is a long-ass drive from South Carolina. To Roswell, New Mexico, because there was a famous alleged UFO crash in
1947.
Go ahead and take it from there. You know, tell us about, you know, why you decided to go out there. Maybe let's just start there. Why did you decide to go out there?
Because I fucking love aliens.
It's good enough, kind of like how we just went to this UFO Welcome Center.
Dead ass. Because we were going to New Mexico anyway, and I was like, well, if we're going out there, I refuse to go if we can't go to Roswell. Like, this is the thing. We got to fucking go. I need 2 days.
Oh, so there was already a plan. So the plan, I guess somebody else brought it to you, said, let's go to New Mexico.
Yeah, that was it.
And you were like, well, if we're going to New Mexico, we're going to Roswell.
Straight up. Dude, how many times have I tried to talk about aliens on the podcast?
I mean, it feels like almost every episode.
I live for that shit, dog. Like, so, yeah, that was that. And Roswell is the most famous alien UFO anything to ever happen in the United States. And a lot of people, it's actually where the term flying saucer came from.
Okay.
Because when they saw these things in the way that they moved, they were described as like if you were to skip a saucer over on water.
Okay. So I guess even back then, the way they would move, were they still reporting movement in a way that our objects didn't move yet?
Yes, especially when it came to speed. Because the first sonic flight, as far as being fast enough to break the sound barrier, came years later, and these things were clocked going 2,700 miles an hour.
2,700.
So they were going speeds that we weren't capable of.
It's been, now this is obviously an off-the-wall kind of question, it's been 80 years, give it or take, you know, but about 80 years since that happened. 1947 is when this crash happened, and they were, I guess, first reporting these saucers. Our technology has changed a lot in 80 years. How much do you think an alien's technology would change in 80 years? Because they're already believed to be, especially if they made it here,
so
than they
far
are.
Ahead of us.
They're already advanced. So maybe 80 years is nothing to them.
I can't.
But now, now objects are being reported as still moving in ways that we can't move, but it's more like the way they move side to side and seem to disappear as well.
And what if they are interdimensional?
Yeah.
But this guy had a ranch like 30 miles outside of Roswell. and these a bunch of lights and shit were just passing over his house and his ranch at insane fucking speeds, and then one of them crashed.
Does this have anything to you're talking about back in 47 when it did crash?
I'm still on the Roswell.
Okay.
Where were you going?
No, go ahead. We'll get there.
There was like a mile trail of debris. And at first, the guy went to get the police, but then as soon as word started to get out, the police got overrode by the government. And there was one specific soldier. They started cleaning up the materials.
They brought the military out.
They did bring the military out. And the materials were, there were two kinds of materials. One was this metal that was super fucking hard. Like, you couldn't dent it. You couldn't bend it. You couldn't do anything to it. When you tried to burn it or anything, it didn't leave a mark. You could hit it. It didn't even scratch. But it was like a solid chunk of metal, and it was super light.
Hmm.
And the other material was reported as being thin as tinfoil, and you could bend it and mold it in any certain kind of way, but you couldn't tear it. You couldn't penetrate it. You couldn't cut it, no matter how hard you tried. And it was also super light.
Hmm.
And they were also transferring bodies, too. Between the hospital, the mortuary that was around, and the police department. And they ordered a whole floor of the hospital specifically for them. And then they made arrangements with the mortuary to deliver it in a very specific way so that no one would know that they ever got it.
Hmm.
And it was officially ruled a weather balloon, debris from a weather balloon. And this one soldier that was responsible for transporting the bodies and the material, he was basically ordered to be quiet. And he was like, you'll be taken care of, just be quiet. So this went on for about 30 years until the 70s. He was diagnosed with some sort of terminal illness. And then he saw that he wasn't ever going to get anything. So then he started to open up. That's why all of those affidavits are from the 90s. Because even though this happened in 47, the cover-up lasted for 30 years, and then it started coming out. And all that shit just took off from there.
That is wild. And, like, why would y'all want to cover this shit up? That's what I don't get. What is their purpose for covering all this shit up all the time? Because clearly, it's not the first time people have had this happen. It definitely ain't gonna be the last.
Well, when you're not sure and something's stronger than you are, potentially, especially if they're coming here, a lot of people are gonna freak out. And so, like, people like us, we wanna know the truth because, I don't know, we just wanna know everything. But some people can't handle the truth. Maybe that is the mass majority.
Yeah, that is true.
It was, I think it was the show 100 we were watching, but it was one of the shows where somebody was mad because who the leader had killed or chose to kill or whatever, and something was said along the lines of, I make the hard decisions and live with it so that y'all don't have to.
Yeah.
It's not always I want to do it, it's about what's best. So, it could be related to that. Now, we live in a time where we're not trusting our government. And we want to know all the answers. You got people like kind of, especially on the spiritual journeys, I think that's higher than it has been in a long time. Got a lot of confusion in the world. It's just, so, we want to know the answers. And I feel like we do have the right to know. But you can kind of understand why, I guess, people would lie to us at the same time.
Yeah, I get it. I agree. I feel like it's partly a hustle, too.
Yeah. Because our government would exploit anything before. And, like, I think it's been your mic, then. But, what if there's aliens, there's probably a lot to learn from that.
Oh, fuck yeah. Dude, it was weird seeing all the sworn affidavits from the Roswell case.
So, yeah, you sent me, these look like they were on display.
They were. They were framed.
And, where's that at? This is at one of the museums.
How many of them was it?
there were six on the wall, but there was a whole room of every FBI file that was released to the public about every UFO case ever recorded, like documented. It was at the National UFO Research Center. And it's the second largest in the world. The first largest is in the Vatican.
This is in Roswell?
This is in Roswell.
Why would... You said that earlier, and I think that's very interesting. Why would the Vatican have the largest records of UFO sightings?
Dude, I thought that shit was weird, too.
You know what else the UFO... Or what the Vatican has?
Vampires and the bones and...
I was gonna say the bones.
People fucking kids.
Yeah.
They're probably werewolves, too. They probably got a whole Twilight thing going on in there.
Yeah, they got bones underneath the Vatican. Unidentified. I'm not just talking about just burials.
With or without the marrow?
Huh?
With or without the marrow?
Bone marrow. I guess if there's still bones, I guess the marrow is still in there, right?
I have no idea. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an anatomologist.
You asked.
The hypotenuse. I don't know it.
All right, where were we at? We're talking about Roswell.
Affidavits.
We were talking about, yeah, the affidavits. You were at this museum in Roswell. Yeah, the affidavits were interesting because they weren't written until the 90s. But they do kind of tell you, I read like three or four of the six that you sent me. One of them was an eyewitness, I believe. And it said in there that the sheriff called in the Air Force or the military. They brought in the Air Force, I believe. And as soon as military police got there, they marked off the area. Nobody, like, he had some deputies, I think, go out that night and check out the area. It was dark. They couldn't see anything, but they could see the shadow. There was something big black spot out there. So they come back. They go back in the morning. By then, military police is there, has it blocked off, tells them they can't come in. And sheriff said, or somebody was told, I think, that there was another account that was written by a granddaughter who was told about it. And the grandmother had said that they were told that them and their family would be killed if they told anybody. But they actually saw the bodies. Then there was another man that alleged to have gotten a piece of metal passed on to him from the wreckage. And said this piece of metal is really not known on Earth. It's like aluminum. It was light. But it wasn't aluminum. Like, it's not really, we don't see it here. So they were interesting. But 47 and 91, that's what, almost 50 years, 30 something years. So it's like eyewitnesses are already questionable. I think we might have talked about that on the last episode. And now you're eyewitnessing or even telling passed on stories 40 years later.
Dude, this shit is wild. Imagine having to keep that a secret for that long. Like, how could you?
They went through so much to. They went through so much to keep it a secret. Like, there were a lot of court trials throughout this whole process. Like, this was a whole thing. It wasn't just like, this happened. No, it didn't. Like, nah, it was a whole thing. Like, a lot of people were involved. A lot of people got fucked up in the process.
Yeah, I get it. I understand that.
Over the years.
It's just crazy. Like, I don't want to ever happen to be involved in some shit like that.
I'm trying to get involved in some shit like that. What do you mean? Like, I'm trying to throw all my alien britches and get on up in there.
These
like,
motherfuckers gonna kill me and my family for knowing about this shit. Like, what? I didn't ask for them to land in my fucking yard, bitch.
Yeah, I think that's major too. So I understand, like, not confirming. But why don't you let people just think that they're crazy on their own, like? Why? You don't have to confirm it. You can cover up all the evidence, but threaten to kill them and their family if they tell anybody, like, some people think they're crazy.
I agree. I feel like that's the best approach. It's like a guy with a rebellious teenage daughter. You tell her not to date him.
She wants to do it even more.
That's the person she's going to go for.
Yep.
So are we just the government's teenage daughter?
We are. Because I've said the same thing about drugs. I've said that that's the big reason why I'm for decriminalization of all drugs is because I think half the reason why a lot of people do it is because they're told not to. They're rebelling against their family. They're rebelling against government. You know, then it leads into addiction, and it gets worse. But it starts off as just, I do whatever the fuck I want to do.
Yeah. That makes sense. Damn, bro, I forgot what I was going to say. What were we talking about?
All right, so we talked about the affidavits.
Yes.
All right. I don't know. I mean, that's where we were at. Oh, we were still talking about that.
Dude, I saw like stars that I didn't know, and some of them were moving, and that was cool. And then there was the old guy who talked about his experience, and that was wild because he had like flight plans of the fighter jets that the Air Force field in Roswell sent out. It would be cool to experience some shit like that. What are we talking about? Dude, I just remember thinking about Chili Peppers. What the fuck?
Oh my god. The last
I got it. Yo, so that was also my first time being around legal weed.
Oh, I was going to ask you that. So they have dispensaries in New Mexico?
Oh yeah, dude, I bought out. Shit was super expensive, but
yeah.
My first time being around legal weed was in Oklahoma a couple years ago.
Yo, I got a cart, like a disposable, and I got an eighth of Blue Dream, and I got an eighth of some Mandarin cookies, and then I got a gram of gelato. The gram was only $8.
Word.
But, you know, guess how much that cost me?
I mean, that should be $100.
How much was it?
$212.
Two eighths and a gram.
And a cart. A disposable.
I didn't count in the cart, but yeah, that should have been like $150 at most.
Dude, $212.
Oh, boy.
Yo, dude, I got a pre-roll at a different dispensary. This shit
was... $150 would have been higher because the eight shouldn't have been that damn much. The eight really should have been like $40, $30, $35.
Dude, I went to this other... Matter of fact,
I was thinking you're at a shop. It might be up a little bit, but
yo, you know how this is a stoner podcast?
No.
What is it?
You know, a stoner podcast.
I thought it was an alien podcast and the no butthole podcast.
Okay, so we have established that this is a stoner podcast, right?
I thought we did, yeah.
yo, I got this. I went to a dispensary. I found a cheaper one. I got two pre-rolls. And I only spent like $20. Right. And one was 2.5 pre-rolls. And one was a gram pre-roll. So the gram pre-roll, it was called Keto Quintero. Yo, that shit was gas.
Word.
Like, the other ones was cheetah piss, and it wasn't that good.
Cheetah piss. I would never smoke nothing that was called cheetah piss.
Yeah, no, that's not a good selling point.
No, it wasn't definitely that good, not. But the other one, dude, like, I'm talking about.
Would not recommend.
Like, I had to put it out.
It is literal. That shit was some gas.
That sounds like some trash ass weed.
It was, dude. It made me want to pee on it.
I think the cheetah beats you to it. Like, it might be really what it's called. Like, cheetah pissed on this weed.
They were rolled really bad.
I'm I never bought a pre-roll and it was rolled bad, but I'd be mad as fuck if I did.
I was content with my backwoods. I just wanted to get a pre-roll so I could say that I did.
Yeah.
Because at certain points, the wind was super bad, and it wasn't even worth taking the time to roll up. Because it wasn't a car.
Cheetah piss, that's funny. Where are we at with this alias story, though? What else did you do? You interviewed a guy. Was that at the museum?
That was at the research center.
Yeah, we
just happened to end up in a room with him talking to a group of people, like a room full of people.
Oh, yeah, basically a seminar.
I guess.
I don't know if it really is, but kind of like it.
People were just at tables, and he was just, like, speaking.
Yeah,
maybe
a TED Talk.
Some kind of type shit. And just kind of ended up there. And then I stayed after to talk to him, and I asked if I could video him. He was cool. Like, there was this other person talking to him about some shit, and I thought it was interesting that he was shutting them down. Like, not entertaining it just because this person thinks that they saw something. I thought that was kind of, like, cool. Like, you ever seen somebody just entertain some shit for no reason, just for the hype?
Yeah.
He seemed to know a lot, but only specifically about the Roswell case. But he has testified in court trials.
Word.
So we should find a way to get that video out.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So what's some things you talked to him about?
I tried to bring up the Brown Mountain Files, where we went and camped with all the fucking lights and all the people went missing.
Yeah.
And the people that came back all had a similar story to being abducted by aliens, but he had never heard of them. So that kind of took us to Roswell and the crash sites. And I found out what I could do to get to the crash sites. Because apparently there's a few miles of private property that you have to cross to get to where the crash site was.
Oh, okay.
But he's like, as long as you're willing to pay the price, you can go through a certain thing and get an agent to take you out there.
Hmm.
So I'm trying to do that shit.
Word, word. That does sound cool. But I mean, like, what's there to see at the crash site today?
Who knows?
I mean, people have been there, apparently, if all you gotta do is pay a price.
Who knows?
Just a big fucking hole.
Nah, who knows, dude?
I mean, that's... You would think everything would be cleaned up at this point.
Yeah, but the Sam buried shit fast.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to go there.
And if an agent has to take you...
No, because then we can just find a right path and how to go out there later. On our own time. And that, my friend, is when the real alien shit... Hold on. And that, my friend, is when the real alien shit goes down. It's after hours.
You should have just been doing that to begin with, though.
No, not the right person for that.
There's a thing what we're talking about here. And it's all hypothetical.
Why?
You know, it's all hypothetical.
Oh, yeah, hypothetical.
Yeah, all this is hypothetical. It sounds like bribery.
Why wouldn't it be?
So you're having to pay a high price.
Like, I definitely bribe someone.
I'm not saying that, but you're paying a high price for somebody to take you in just for you to then have to go in on your own. You should have went in on your own to begin with.
Takes less fun out of it.
Costs a lot less money.
Okay. Nah, dude. And then, then you might find a jackalope.
A jackalope?
Yeah.
What's that, an animal?
Yeah.
Like a real one? What the fuck is a jackalope?
It's a real one. It's a robot with antlers. No, my bad.
Yeah, that's real. It's a robot. What?
Yeah, I didn't mean to say that. My bad. It's a rabbit with antlers.
Oh, okay. feel like now I know what you're talking about, but is that really the right name?
Yeah, I'm about to look it up.
Hey, I feel like, why do I feel like that's not the right name?
You're thinking of pumpkins.
Jack-o'-lanterns. But yeah, I do think that you should get that video out, like, somewhere, somehow. Maybe that's something we can work on together or some shit. And then you also talked to a dude interviewed, that was an eyewitness to a lot of things.
Yeah, jackalope. Okay.
And that is a little deer.
It is a little deer.
I think that's what I saw that night.
Yeah, jackalopes are cool.
Yeah, I think that's what I saw that
night.
Oh
boy, that is great. That shit popped up in my memories the other day.
You know what's really funny?
What's that?
They're not even real.
They're not?
No.
But you not said they were where? New Mexico?
Yeah, I was just kidding. They're not real.
You just said that's what we said.
I know. Yeah, there is no justifying what you said, dog. Okay? You can't. You can't take that back. You can't even navigate around it. It's said, and that's just, it is.
He's not ever going to live that down either.
So what did the eyewitness see? Like, he was an eyewitness of the 1947 crash.
Oh, Randy Reeves.
What?
Yeah, that was the guy's name.
Randy Reeves.
Yeah, man. So I walk into this
R&R.
Yeah, dude. So there's just this little store, right? And I walk in, and I walk in the back, and there's just like some alien shit going down in the back. And there's this old guy just sitting behind the counter. I was like, "Sup, bro?" He was basically like, "Sup." And I'm just, you know, doing my business, doing my thing. He's sitting there reading a little book. I say something about some shit that he had. He said that he hand paints it. And then Katrina was like, "All right, I'm gonna walk away, go get something out of the car, I'll be back." I was like, "All right, bet." And then we started talking about art, and then he started showing me his book, and then we started talking about aliens, and then he starts telling me about this is his book and him drawing what he saw. And then I was like, "What the fuck, bro? What did you see?"
What the fuck, bro?
So then, yeah, then he just starts, like, going in on some shit, man. He pulls out all of these papers and these files from all over New Mexico and these pictures that he's taken and explaining what they are and what he saw. And then he showed me the group, and there was a red dot for every UFO that was out there, and it was a lot. It was like a whole fleet. And then he also has the files on the fighter jets that were being sent after them. And, like, the time frames all match up.
I think I got lost somewhere. Where were the fighter jets headed? Or when was it?
When did all this happen?
Yeah.
Within the past, like, decade.
Oh, okay. And he's just seeing something one night, and then he's seeing the fighter jets going after it. Oh, yeah. I meant to say this earlier. We were talking about the Roswell crash. And you said it ended up being written off as weather balloon. That makes sense in one of the affidavits, because it specifically said, like, something like, my father knew that this was not a weather balloon or some shit like this.
Yeah.
You know, we got it somewhere. We got the picture, but, yeah.
Yeah, there's documented things on the materials that were being transported being changed and switched. Like, the materials that showed up for the press chute were not the same materials that were recovered.
I can see it. I think the material is the most interesting thing.
And the bodies?
At any point of this adventure of yours, did you hear about a John Edmonds?
No.
All right, so I came across an article. I did realize it's a year old. There's a guy, John Edmonds, somewhere in New Mexico. Let me pull my phone out, matter of fact. He bought a ranch where there was reported alien activity. He is now selling the ranch for $5 million, $6.5 million actually, because he's, I guess, getting fed up with alien activity. So he alleges that he is, let's see.
Yo, a lot of people out there speak as if that area is really active. Like, a lot of people that live there really, like, just from talking, like, that guy, he was a Southern Baptist preacher, but he was like, I can't change what I saw. Like, he's like, I'll never go against my faith, but I can't tell you that I didn't see this, because then that would be a lie.
Right. So, it's Stardust Ranch. That's the name of the ranch. The ranch has supposedly been the site of alien strikes, abduction attempts, and even interdimensional travel.
What? I'm going back.
John Edmonds seems capable of handling the occasional unidentified craft zipping over his head, but then the aliens tried to take his wife from her bed. Edmonds says he has had enough, but is he telling the truth? That's the question. He claims.
I hope that he is.
I don't think he is, and here's a big reason why. Edmonds claims he's fought off aliens with a samurai sword. The aliens aren't always friendly. John Edmonds says that he's offed 18 greys with a samurai sword during his time at the ranch. He even shared a photo of bloodstains supposedly from these encounters. But where are the remains? Quote, if you don't take the heads, they disappear, Edmonds says. Unless you cut the head off and disconnect the antenna, so to speak, they instantly phone home. And says this even with a sharp sword, it is nearly impossible to cut. Decapitate them with one swing.
What the fuck, bro?
I hate that seems so far-fetched, dude.
Right.
It does.
Because, like, at first I was interested. I still kind of want to go out there, though.
He's lived there for 20 years. And he says, I don't know if this is fact, that the previous owners disappeared. Left all their stuff and were just gone.
Wonder if we can look into that.
Yeah.
I hope they disappeared. That sounds so bad, and I don't mean it in a disrespectful way. Like, but, dude, you know how cool it would be to get abducted by aliens? You know how long I've been trying to get abducted by aliens, dog?
What do you do to try?
Like,
right. Do you put, like, a TV antenna in your asshole and try to, like, just show them I'm probable?
Yeah, how honest do you want me to be?
I'm pretty honest.
I talk about it a lot and put myself in places where I feel like it would happen.
Oh, okay. Well, Mr. Manifestation
what
over here.
You
I
never
wanted something
come
funny.
Back, JP.
That's cool. Why do I need to?
So if, like, you go get abducted tomorrow, you ain't gonna miss us?
Not really. I mean, I will, but I'm cool.
He's not really sure. I mean, I might just kill him.
So
I mean, I would miss me too if I left.
If you ever go missing, we know not to look for you then.
I'm at peace.
He said I'm at peace.
Yo, I understand that you would miss me. I would miss me too. Like, I get it. I get it. I do. But it's cool. That's your problem. I love y'all though.
Is there anything else about this Roswell and this trip that you took?
I ate an old man's bread.
An old man's bread.
What does this mean exactly? It means that I took his bread and I ate it.
You stole his bread.
Like, you stole it?
No, like, I ate it.
Like, was it offered to you or did you
straight
buy it?
Out of his teeth.
What?
No, like, he just gave it to us, and I ate it. There was just an old guy in a restaurant, and he just, like, yo, try this shit. And I was like, all right. He took it off his plate, slapped some down on a small plate, handed it to me, and I was like, all right. And
I
just
hate
ate
the
it.
Way you word shit sometimes.
Like, 1 minute, he's, like, telling a great story, and the next, he's not making any sense at all.
Made perfect sense. He handed me some bread, and I ate
it. Well, no, whenever you broke it down, it did, but at first, and you were trying to be short about it, you get the worst shorthand of every story. And then it usually takes some prying to get the story out of you.
I disagree.
Sometimes we don't like realize our own flaws. Oh, if it's even a flaw, our own characteristics. Anything else about New Mexico? Oh yeah, you ate somebody's bread. Was it good?
It was.
Did you order more bread from the restaurant?
I did not. I got my own shit.
This makes me want some garlic bread.
Yo, make some.
I don't have any.
Yo, butter, bro.
I have bread at the
you
morning.
Ever just ate butter?
Just butter?
Just butter.
No.
I mean, not. Well, I'll say I didn't like lick the spoon or something after dumping butter, but.
Dumping butter?
You know, like you get someone's friend and eat dumping and say,
you call it dumping butter?
I don't know what else to call them. I never called it anything before.
Hey, what you doing, bro? Dumping butter?
Well, you usually ain't going to last long enough where you're going to tell somebody you're dumping butter. Like, it's a pretty quick thing. Like, how much fucking butter do you need?
Hey, yo, can you add that to me? Yeah, hold on. Let me dump this butter real quick.
Now, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, that made sense, but to be honest, you'd probably just say, I'm about to throw some butter in here.
It'll make my teeth pop out.
I mean, you'd probably just say, I'm throwing some butter in here. Adding butter.
Add butter.
Yeah.
Include the cholesterol.
But I was talking about the action, though. I wasn't talking about, like.
I know, dumping.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like that's a fancy word for poop.
Right.
Yo, dump butter.
Oh my god.
Yeah, how smooth is your poop? Or you just dump butter?
It just slides right out.
All
right. Yo, I gotta go release my dump butter. Nature's loop.
Nature's loop. That's nasty.
Yeah. Can you eat dump butter?
Is this two girls, one cup? Like,
y'all are stupid.
I made my own dump butter.
Yeah, did you see, did you see Conor McGregor during halftime, I think, of the Heat's basketball game? He was doing, I think it was supposed to be like a skit with the mascot. And he actually hit him and knocked the mascot out.
Oh, shit.
And I did see that.
And then afterwards, he got accused of raping a woman in the bathroom.
No.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying he did it or anything. But he is facing those accusations.
Oh, well.
Boy.
Damn.
But I wanted to really just talk about the knocking out the mascot. Just they both happened in one night, so I had to mention both.
Why?
But. Yeah, why'd he do it? Why do I want to talk about it? Because that's the question.
No, why'd he do it?
So, like, did this dude just have, like, PTSD or some shit? There's a video, and it looks like it's meant to be a skit where, you know, the mascot comes and, like, throws his hands up at him or something. I think he even, like, fake swings or some shit. And Connor just, like, quick punches, fucking hits him, and then knocks him out cold.
No.
So I don't know if he's supposed to, like, fake hit him and dude's supposed to fall. Or how far this is supposed to go since mascot gets knocked out. I don't know how far this is supposed to go. But, I mean, is this dude, why is this dude so hyped up?
Right, like the mascot, bro? Come on.
There was also this situation where a woman and a man got into an argument inside of a restaurant. Have you seen this? It's happened in Chicago. The mother texts the son to bring her gun in. I guess he's out in the car. That's where the gun is or some shit. So he comes in with the gun. He's 14. The man eventually hits the woman, and then the teenager shoots him, kills him. They're originally arrested, and they're both being charged at first, but then the video comes out, shows the self-defense, and they're free to go. And a lot of people were praising the boy as a hero, and he did do the right thing. But I think that people need to focus. I think there's more to focus on in this story. it was said that the mother texted him and told him to bring the gun in. The video shows like them going back and forth. Either one of the people could have walked away. She wasn't in danger until she got hit. Like either one of them could have walked away. So it's almost like now she's already anticipating what's about to happen. Then it's also said that after he shot the man once, the mother encouraged him to keep shooting. Then even encouraged him to shoot the girlfriend once the girlfriend came running in. And he refused to do that. And then she tried to take the gun from him and he wouldn't let her. I think there's more to be said about this story. We complain
like
when cops, like, we ask cops, why can't they shoot to harm? Why do they have to shoot to kill? And then we got this, and they're being praised, which, I mean, I understand he should save his mom. I get it. So it's conflicting. I don't want to make it sound like I think he should be charged with murder or anything. Like, it's kind of a conflicting
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Not, 'cause any young man would want
but
to
I think that,
his mother in that situation.
I think that man, I think that young boy now needs therapy because he's going to kill somebody. And I think people also need to kind of look into possibly what's going on, like, because they are in Chicago. I don't know what part of Chicago, though. So, I mean, you know, maybe things aren't quite what it seems to me. But, I mean, I don't know.
What started them arguing to begin with is what I don't know
yeah.
that part. Like
yeah, I don't know either. And it didn't show the beginning.
What started all that?
But I don't believe in men hitting women at all, but women will try to push and push and push, but she never put her hands on him, so she didn't deserve it no kind of way.
I wouldn't say he deserved to get shot.
But yeah, I don't know about that either, or necessarily shot multiple times, or the jokes that are being made. Like, there's a lot of joke memes being made about the dude, and I'm not really with that either. Like, yeah, he kind of asked for it in a sense. You hit somebody, you don't know what's going to happen. I'll say that. You can't tell other people how to react. And he was saving his mom. So what happened, happened. But I don't think it's joke worthy. Like, I have my limits. I made some fucked up jokes. But I don't think it's really joke worthy.
That one hit your limits?
Yeah. Huh?
So that one hit your limits?
Yeah, that one hit it. Like, I just didn't really like the jokes about either way. Like, the killing of the dude or, you know, the kid. I don't know. That kid, I mean, that's young to have to kill somebody, too.
Do we know that, like, she encouraged him to shoot him multiple times?
No, not for a fact. It was a report I read. But, I mean, we've also said eyewitness is not 100% credible. We've said that multiple times on the podcast. So.
Dude, I have two ankle bones.
Well, you got two ankles.
Yeah. I have three ankle bones.
I don't know. I wanted to bring that story up because that story actually hit me in a different way than it seemed to be hitting everybody else. Like, I felt like it was hitting me a little differently. Like, I felt for the kid.
You understand because you've been in that position. You've been that kid having to stand up for your mom. So
yeah, and I felt for the kid.
I was placed in those shoes a couple times. It's just different for a boy because a boy is going to, I don't know. Men are naturally protective over females that they love and care about, and your mother is gonna be the one. I hate it, like, 'cause that kid has went through some traumatic shit too.
I will say,
his mother.
We'll say shout out, you know, Nicki Minaj. She said that she would pay for the boy's tuition if he plans on going to college. And the mother reached back out and said, you know, he does plan on going to college, you know, because this was happening, like, on Instagram, like a lot of things do. So it started off publicly, and she was like, you know, getting contact. So I guess I'm assuming there'll be contact there.
That is cool, but why?
She said, there was a post about it. I don't know if I saved it, but she said for doing what a boy should do and protecting his mother.
Yep.
We got Mexico stories or anything else to add today?
No.
No. I know I have more stuff, but we're almost at an hour.
Oh, yo, yeah, Elon Musk in the UFC.
Oh, yeah, Elon Musk versus Zuckerberg.
Yeah, dude.
So who do you think will win? Okay, so I didn't realize Elon Musk was like 6 foot or 6'1".
Oh, dude, Elon Musk is low-key swole, bro.
I think
Elon Musk is going to get it.
Because the problem is the size. Like, he's like 6'1", about 2, I think I gave him like 220 or 240. And then Zuckerberg is only like 5'7", 5'8". But apparently Zuckerberg, I've heard, does jiu-jitsu. And I was listening to a podcast and they made it seem like Elon Musk didn't do anything. I looked it up and Elon Musk does. I might be able to just say as well. He did something.
Yeah, Elon Musk he just be doing shit, dog.
Yeah.
Like I hope I'm with Elon, dude. I fuck with Elon Musk.
I kind of do too.
Yeah.
But the size does make it unfair. But I mean, if he's willing to do it, I mean, I don't think that should be a problem. They're willing to do it. I would think it would make more sense to be a boxing match. But I guess not. They both already know jiu-jitsu. Then I guess they don't want to do boxing. That might be why.
Dude, it would. I like how effortlessly it was put together. Like, somebody asked him, and he was like, yeah, I would do it. And then the other one was like, yeah, I would do it. And now they're doing it. Like,
well, we'll see it.
Tom at
the we'll see if they really do it. Like, because some people don't believe it'll really happen. And I can see why. But I think it might. Like, I'm kind of for,
why wouldn't it? Elon Musk just seems like a cool guy. Like, I feel like he would.
I think Zuckerberg might be the one to back out.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But I don't know if I'm going to pay to see it, though. Like, I'll probably still just catch the highlights afterwards.
I just want to see it for comedic purposes, because that's some funny shit.
No, right. I would go out and watch it.
Yeah, go out and watch it, yeah. That way you ain't got to pay. I mean, you're paying for some drinks or some shit.
There might be a cheap charge at the door, but.
Yeah.
But no, for real, where is Tom from MySpace? Because we don't hear about shit from him anymore.
Oh, man.
He died.
Did
he died back in the 50s.
Shut up. The 50s.
I think he was calling you old.
Yeah. Dude, that would be. I hope they fight. That would be so cool.
I think,
I like to smoke weed with Elon Musk.
Yeah, he just comes off. I don't know, man. It's hard not to like Elon Musk. Like, he does seem like he's a weirdo.
Seems like he'll be funny. Like, one of those
very
people.
Dry, though. Like, I watched him or listened to him on the Joe Rogan podcast. And that's a good podcast to kind of try to figure somebody out because it's usually about 2 to 3 hours long. And he gets them talking on random subjects. You know, because they're going to go do a lot of stuff where it's just going to be an interview and it's going to be the same stuff over and over. But Joe Rogan's one, that's where he got him to smoke weed, was on the Joe Rogan podcast. That picture of him hitting that blunt or whatever, that's where it comes from. And, yeah, I mean, he seems like a weird guy. He might be funny in a dry way, but I don't know that he tries to be. He is extremely smart. I don't know, man. He's just a different type of human being, I think. He does come off a little bit robotic.
I think it's dope.
Yeah.
Having that kind of brains. Imagine what it'd be like just hanging out with him for a day.
Right. Oh.
He's got a flamethrower.
What?
Flamethrowers actually aren't that hard to get. That doesn't impress me. Well, they're not even that expensive either.
Well, I think he created his own.
That doesn't impress me.
It doesn't. You can get one from City Arsenal for a few hundred dollars.
I didn't even know that. I just think he created his own, so that's why I heard about it.
I mean, I have too, a fucking lighter and spray paint.
That's not.
That does not, no.
It worked.
Well, yeah, sure.
But I want
something.
One now.
We'll go get one.
I'm
broke. You don't need no damn flamethrower.
Yeah, we all need a flamethrower. I can't remember that, dude.
Imagine somebody breaks in the house and I got a flamethrower instead of a pistol.
What? You want to burn the whole house down?
No, I'm burning it down.
But you're burning the whole house down with it.
Damn.
It was fun. It went better in my head.
Like, it's not like an alien gun where, like, you know, just a laser and they're
disintegrated. Yeah, that's more or less.
No, it's a flamethrower. This bitch is throwing flames.
Shit, throw, it's in the name. Throws them as far as the eye can see.
I don't know if it's that far.
Unless it burns your eyes.
I mean, unless you know, you catch the whole house on fire. No, it is burning as far as your eyes can see. Alright, y'all got anything else to add?
No, just kids, burn your house down.
Yeah, kids, don't burn your house down.
Don't.
Kids, don't listen to this podcast. Like, why are you here? You shouldn't be here.
Where are your parents at? Go do some drugs.
Alright, y'all.
Don't go to school.
Later.
This has been great.